Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman is here. I'm glad she's here, too. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 15 years she's been hanging out with us. Internationally recognized authority on speech and interpersonal communication. Author of a bunch of books that are important. Secrets is her new one, the 30 best, most effective, most overlooked marketing and personal branding essentials. Also, get them to see it your way right away. Before I read that book, I was a mousy little wallflower. Now I'm who I am. She's our good friend, Ruth. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Very nice intro.
Your book just turned me completely around. I was just a little wallflower over here, and you know, mousy little guy, and I read your book.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Get them to see it your way right away, and now I'm a powerhouse. Hey, Ruth, thank you for being here. I know you want to talk about something that's a little bit dicey, a little controversial maybe, and I love it because this is a topic that is really important for today, isn't it? This thing about the generational, interpersonal relationships.
It is, Jim, and I think that one of the things that intrigues me about it and why I think we need to become more innovative in our thinking around it is that there is a tight labor market. From everything I hear,
it's a crisis. It's beyond tight, Ruth. It's a crisis.
Okay, you would
know. It's a national economic crisis.
Okay. And so there is a whole cohort of workers that are being ignored. People who are quite capable, who are experienced, who are wise, who are all of those things.
Yeah.
You know, they think that's enough.
They show up.
and they show up, exactly, and they want to be there. And yet they are not being utilized, and that is older workers. And so
baby boomers.
As an older person myself now, I can finally say so. It's a matter of why is that? What's going on? And I've been thinking and looking at it and developing talks about it. And one of the things that I think is going on, well, there are a number of things. One is the way, of course, we discuss it, all of the language that we use. You know, I'm an expert in language and how language influences the way we think, feel, and behave. So we think, for example, that, you know, we joke. People who are older joke, for example, when we forget something, that we're having a senior moment.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody. It's as if no younger person ever forgot a set of keys.
Right.
Or forgets a word every now and then. So there's that kind of thing. So that's self-perpetuating language.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one that I think is really fascinating. Everything that's on the market that's considered to be or promoted as anti-aging, as a good thing, when we would never consider anything like anti-woman, anti-black,
anti-right.
You name it, as being a good thing. So, you know, and I'm victim of it. I'm a victim of it too. I mean, if I see an anti-aging cream in the pharmacy, I'm like, yeah, want me some of that?
Oh yeah, I found a new foundation the other day for my makeup, and it's wonderful. I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about.
Zach, I'm sure you do. But you know, and of course, it's especially true for women in that regard. But it's also true for men. But you know, in terms of older workers, it's a huge and untapped resource.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let's harken back.
Yeah.
You called yourself an older person, and I reject that term because I call myself in the upper quartile of the baby boomers. That's where I am. I'm not sure. You're probably a little bit you're below that, but in the upper quartile of the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll make them go do the math on that. So here's my question, though. When you were 20, late 20-something, early 30-something, tell me how you regarded people who were old enough to be your parents. How did you regard them?
I thought that they didn't know very much.
But did you, even though you had those moments, the truth is you also knew you didn't know much either. And
I thought I knew a lot.
Do you not remember thinking that? Well, I remember. Or look, I had an attitude too, but I just remember thinking they know stuff I don't know, and when they spoke, I listened.
Yeah.
Did you not do that?
Person, I don't think. Nope, that wasn't me.
Okay.
And I think that that's a problem in general with our culture.
Yeah.
It's not just me. That it's generally a tactic, something that for whatever reason, and I think a lot of it has.
Did you feel you were justified in pushing them out? Would you have thought about pushing them out in those days?
I did feel like I was justified.
I never felt that way, I might have. You know, I'm not saying that I wasn't a little twerp, you know, from time to time with these folks. In fact,
right.
I remember specific
sure.
meetings with bosses who told me, you know, I better straighten up or I'd be, you know, whatever. But I always felt like they knew stuff that I needed to know.
Yeah.
You had a better
upbringing, perhaps, than
yeah.
I did. And I thought I had great parents, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I think what has happened since then with the technology revolution, and it's frankly been an industrial revolution,
and I would
both agree, that there has been a sense that there is that older workers can't keep up. It's unfortunate. Now, another thing
and
that
it's
I've
so,
noticed
and it's,
in my...
But sadly, though, Ruth,
yeah.
in some cases, they're correct. Because there are cohorts in the baby boomer generation who aren't keeping up. I've met them. I know I know where they live. They haven't kept up. You know what I'm
right.
saying? They're not. It's not that they need to become digital natives, but they haven't really kept up. And that's hurt them to be competitive. What do you think?
I think that that's true of all cohorts. I think there are plenty of younger cohorts that also don't pay attention and don't keep up.
No, I'm talking
it's
about. I mean with technology. I think.
Yeah, with technology. I am too.
Okay.
I mean, yes. I mean, aside from a cell phone, a mobile phone, I think, which is something that's de rigueur, right? Everyone has to have one now. And, young people are glued to their phones. But I will tell you, I am also glued to my phone. I don't consider that a bad thing.
No, but I agree.
What I do want to point out, though,
quickly.
Is that it's not just the language, that the way we use language. There's also the way the images that we see in promotional items. So the advertising. There was a study done by the
AARP. Hold on to that thought, Ruth. I'm going to let you,
right,
I'm gonna let
right,
you come
bet.
Back with the study after the break.
You bet.
Right back with Ruth Sherman, folks. More on this very fascinating discussion with our good friend Ruth Sherman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.